The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Super Bowl 56 style as the Los Angeles Rams are the Super Bowl champions and win their first ever Super Bowl in the city of Los Angeles. St. Louis does not count. Are they the Lakers? No. Are they the Dodgers? No. But they've now joined the club of the elite of the Los Angeles Kings, of the Dodgers, and of the Los Angeles Lakers, the UCLAs of the world, USC, the Rams have now earned a spot at the table. All right? Are they made men? No. We'll put this in mob terms. Are they made men? No. The Dodgers, the Dodgers are like a made family. All right? The O'Malleys, they're made. The Buses, they're made. They're made men. They're made men. But the Rams are now, you know what, they're part of the club. All right, they're part of the crew right now. Are they made? No, they're underlings. The Rams are now the Dodgers and the Lakers underlings. But I'll tell you what, anybody that knows the Los Angeles market knows the Rams are a hell of a lot more popular now than they were about 6 hours ago. I'll tell you that. All right? I'll tell you that. And I'll tell you what. You better stock the shelves with Cooper Kupp jerseys. You better stock the shelves with OBJ jerseys. Rams get it done. Bengals cover. Cincinnati finds another way to lose a heartbreaking Super Bowl. They've now been in three Super Bowls, and all three losses have been, like, excruciatingly painful, and they've all been the same. Every one of their losses. You know, we can go over the timeline and the history of what happened in 1982, if you want. It was the same damn thing. Right, they were beating the San Francisco 49ers. Joe Montana got them late. All right, we can go over what happened again. What year was that? 88, I think it was. In 88, same damn thing. All right, they had them. We let them off the hook. They had them, and Joe Montana beat them to John Taylor. And it was 2016. This time it was 2016. They were leading. Man, you got to play 60 minutes. That's the Buffalo Bills. And listen, nobody loves the Buffalo Bills as much as I do, but just stop it, all right? Just stop it. Well, only if the Bills. Oh, if the Bills didn't blow with 13 seconds. And what? Number one, they did blow it. All right? They did. So, not well, if they didn't. And what makes you think the Buffalo Bills wouldn't have lost to the Cincinnati Bengals the following week? Right? Like, you know, I saw a Bills fan on Twitter saying, oh, they should have the Super Bowl in Detroit every year so there's never any, home field advantage. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I know. I'm a lifelong Buffalo Bill fan. Last time I checked, we have the same amount of Super Bowl wins that the Detroit Lions do. It's funny how, like, people don't look in the mirror ever. I see, like, Lamar Jackson's on Twitter taking shots at Eli Apple. Bro, you suck, Lamar. You're not even in a Super Bowl. All right, you can't go 3 weeks without getting hurt or throwing an interception. Like, dude, you're one of the biggest playoff chokers ever. You're taking shots? Come on, bro. Really? Like, I swear, man, when I saw that, you know, I see players taking shots. Michael Thomas is taking shots. You don't even freaking play, Michael Thomas. What are you running your mouth for? You don't even play. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, back in black. We're back in the studio. Let's do this thing. Shout out to the city of Los Angeles. Shout out to the Los Angeles Convention Center. Shout out to the National Football League for a first-class experience at Super Bowl 56. But now we have a game to break down. The Los Angeles Rams win the Super Bowl. Game stays under the number. The Bengals end up covering the number. But I tell you what, I think it was a pretty bad spot for the books. All four sides of the teasers ended up hitting. All right, and everybody, you know, it was like 60% of our poll respondees all had the Cincinnati Bengals. I think that was pretty much the thing out there, Bengals plus the points. But also a lot of people had the Rams on the money line. They had Rams in teasers. They had the Rams on the back end of alternate plays. You know, I'd be curious to see what happens when it was all said and done. But you just know that the sports books are happy that it didn't end in a 34-31 win for the Cincinnati Bengals. And whoever put that together, whoever idea it was to make a fake Simpsons final score prediction, you just made sports books about $500,000 because of that. Think about that. People, like someone makes a fake Simpsons GIF and people bet over $500,000 on some prop at like 350-1 or whatever it was, trying to beat the books for over $50 million, and the books end up getting the last laugh. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the books, I don't think, are laughing too much, although the game did stay under the number. Cooper Kupp joins Emmitt Smith and Terrell Davis, the only players in NFL history to record 2,000 yards from scrimmage and 20 touchdowns in a season, including the playoffs, and then also win the Super Bowl. Basically, there's a lot of Cooper Kupp stuff that, wow, Cooper Kupp just did what? Cooper Kupp won the receiving triple crown this year. Cooper Kupp won Offensive Player of the Year this year. Cooper Kupp won Super Bowl MVP this year, as we told you before the game that he would at plus 550. Jerry Rice is the only wide receiver in NFL history to do all of these things in an entire career. Cooper Kupp just did it in a single season, which means Cooper Kupp's better than Jerry Rice. It's pretty clear. Jerry who? What? Come on, man. That was so long ago, that didn't count. Cooper Kupp and LeBron, the two greatest athletes in the history of the world. What a season for Cooper Kupp. Triple crown, Offensive Player of the Year, MVP. Remember before we told you only three times had the leading wide receiver in the NFL been in the Super Bowl, and all three times they had won. Mo Cobb steps up and in. Nick Lewis returns. Babano, this is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games. It's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! Wow! Hey, man, my voice is shot, but it's actually better when it's shot. See, I'm like a singer. It's like I'm on tour right now. It's like the old days on tour in a metal band, Homicide and Corrupted Youth. My voice would, like, deteriorate as the tour would go on, like, off the air. Off stage, etc. But whenever the mic is on, we can bring it, baby. We can bring it. All right. And speaking of bringing it, we brought it hard on a Pat McAfee show on Friday. That was a once in a lifetime opportunity and a thrill right there to be on that set. And you know, what a week. And McAfee's just owning everything right now. And not only that, so we went on, we kicked some serious ass when we were there. And we also said that Odell Beckham would score the first touchdown of the game in front of millions of people. And he did at plus 900. That was badass. We also told you before the game started that Cooper Kupp was going to win the most valuable player. That was super badass as well. But, listen, we interviewed a million people last week, but I think Sports Grid's very own Megan Payton, a great addition to the network, I might add. We need to get more of her on the air. Megan Payton, I believe she said 23-20. And I remember saying, oh, that pays like 190-1 or something crazy. Because I even had the score up. I'm pretty sure she did. I want to check the tape, but I think we got to praise Megan Payton for nailing the correct score of the Super Bowl. Not an easy thing to do. And speaking of not easy thing to do, Mo Khan was a hell of a wide receiver in his day. Not as good as Nick Lewis is joining us later. But, yeah, you're pretty good, Mo. I hear you're all right. You're all right. Hey, but you know my boy Nick, he could ball. He could ball.
Nick and I are very close friends, Gabe, at 6 degrees separation. So Nick's a great guy, and he's going to be a great guest with you tonight on this show tonight for sure, my friend.
Yeah, I just told him, I said, hey, we're on the Mightier 1090 ESPN, so we're not just serious, Nick. You know what I mean? He's crazier than I am. So
he's a cool dude. He's a very cool dude.
Yeah, but I look forward to his take on Odell, what happened. But how about this? This season for Cooper Kupp, won the receiving triple crown, won the offensive player of the year, won the Super Bowl MVP. Jerry Rice, Mo, is the only wide receiver in NFL history to do all of those things. He did that in his career. He's the only person to ever do that in a career. All right, win a triple crown, win offensive player of the year, win a Super Bowl MVP in the same year. Cooper Kupp just did it in a single season. Unbelievable season. Like one of the greatest seasons of all time by any player in the history of the National Football League this year by Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, he's what I would call a poacher. He's a poacher of yards, receptions. He's just such
a good term.
Yeah, and he's a scientist out there. That's what he is, Gabe. Like, the way that he came into this league from Eastern Washington, and I looked at the draft class the year he got picked. I think there was 10 or 12 receivers taken before him. When you look at the list, there Corey Davis being one of them, John Ross being another. You wonder how this guy slipped all the way down to the third round. But, like, he found the perfect location in L.A., a great quarterback in Matthew Stafford, and he worked on his craft. If you read that ESPN article that came out 2 weeks ago, his wife sacrificed her education to work two jobs for him to become what he is today. So this is a great story, a great feel-good story of what Cooper Kupp is as a professional athlete and a human being on top of that. But I just think for what he has built up now, and you hope for Matthew Stafford and for where he's at, that these two guys could be a dynamic 1-2 punch for the next 3, 4, maybe 5 years at the prime of their careers.
Well, I think anyone, I don't know about Stafford, but I agree with Kupp. That's where I'm going to jump off this train. I think Stafford's lucky that they dodged his bullet tonight. Right, I don't know, like, you know, that kid, he won the Super Bowl, we give him credit, but, man, that was shaky, bro. Like, you know what I mean? That was sort of like a pilot, like, whoa, bro. We had, you know what I mean? When you're driving with your friend, it was like, holy crap, man, you nearly just killed us, but you got us home, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those, I think that's the best way of putting it. But, you know, just unbelievable. Great term that you used there, Mo. You were wide receiver. So, you know, great term by poaching. Like, he sort of just finds that soft spot. And so great, those little, not the explosive yards after the catch, not the McCole Hardman type, oh, I'm gone type thing, but just sort of that, I should be tackled, but somehow I'm going to twist, move, swirl, twirl, do whatever it takes to sort of pick up another 3, 4, 5 yards on this play. And they all sort of act, don't they?
They do, because what Cooper Kupp does so well is selling the route. And you can ask Nick Lewis about that, right? How someone sells a route with their feet, with their body expression, how they're able to make a DB fall on their heels while they're backpedaling. And I think for what he's done, and these aren't those routes that he cuts off your game. These are precise routes. When someone says to run 7 yards, he runs 7 yards at that perfect moment and is able to time it up perfectly with his hand-eye coordination. And I just think for him to fit the Sean McVay system, he has utilized it to the full extent to what he is as a receiver. And you saw that tonight. I mean, when Odell Beckham went down, when Van Jefferson couldn't step up to the plate, when the supporting cast couldn't step up, when OBJ went down, Cooper Kupp came up for the fourth quarter. He was the closer. He was that guy in that 12th round or that 5th round of a UFC fight that came up with the big knockout blow to win that game. Think about that play, the jet sweep to get that first down. If they don't get that first down, since he has the Rams on the corner and can knock him out for the blow. I just thought in terms of what they did in that fourth quarter was remarkable. That 15-play drive definitely was time-consuming, and also it forced the hand of the Bengals. And you saw at the end, even though there's a lot of ticky-tack calls going forward against both teams in the final drive, Cooper Kupp was the guy that they're going to go to, and he had that finishing instinct to kill off the Bengals at that moment, and now he's got that ring in his finger.
All right, we've actually got, surprisingly enough, some somewhat reasonable questions and comments in our chat tonight. Props to you guys for that. All right, so props to you. Although, no, Danny C. So I like the reference, but no. Stafford was like a Sully landing in the Hudson. No. That wasn't Sully's fault, man. A bunch of birds hit the damn plane. There's nothing he could do. Like, it wasn't his fault they ended up in the water, right? Stafford was like the one to put the plane in the water in the first place. But one of the funniest things ever, Danny, it's just one of those things, you had to be there. Once I was standing with Mike Cardano in Hoboken, New Jersey, and beautiful town, Hoboken. It's right on the other, it's like right on the other side of Manhattan type thing. And we're standing there. I don't know, we came out of a bank. I remember, like, I swear to God, I remember this. We came out of a bank, and I remember, like, we had to find, like, a TD Bank. All right, so we came out of a TD Bank, me and Mike Cardano in Jersey, and we're standing there right by the water, and I look over, and you can see, like, the Freedom Tower, you know what I mean, like, what was with the World Trade Centers, and sort of a beautiful day and stuff, and just out of the blue, he goes, you know, we're standing in the exact spot. He points. He goes, that's where Sully landed, crashed in the water, right? You have to be there, Mike. You have to be there, Mo. It's one of those, just out of the blue. Like, we're looking, and he goes, you know, that's where Sully crashed the plane. I just started cracking up, man. I'm like, really, huh? Man, I said a lot of things happened at Hudson, Mo. I'll tell you that, man. Like, I was on a ferry once. I missed a helicopter crash by, like, 7 minutes. Literally, I was on the next ferry. I was on two ferries after, like 15 minutes after. And it was so casual there, Mo. I get on the ferry crossing the Hudson, right, from Manhattan into Jersey. It's a great ride, like 6 minutes, $9 or whatever, super fast. So I knew the guys on the boat and stuff. And I get on, I'm like, hey, man. I said, I just heard that a helicopter crashed in the Hudson. And they're all like, yeah, man. They go, yeah. We just fished him out of the water, man. Right? Like, so imagine, Mo, that casual. They're like, yeah, we fished him out of the water. And I don't even think they missed, like, their round, bro. You know what I mean? The boat just kept going. Like, it's like, yeah, we fished the guy out. It was so, that only in New York, bro. Just so casual. Yeah, we fished him out. We pulled over and got him out of the water because it was a soft landing. Like, he sort of came down and, like, and was hovering around.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I saw it after. Like, he came down and it sort of... It was like a low crash, but he landed, like he didn't land properly. He landed in the water and he started floating and stuff. Something always happens there. I'm glad nothing happened. Great job by law enforcement, keeping everybody safe in Los Angeles. Behind the scenes, there's always a ton of threats. Great job, guys. More with Mo Khan on the other side. The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're kicking it. Mo Khan in the house. We got a great show. We got my band a little bit later on. Nick Lewis will step up and in. Southern Arkansas. Little love. Southern Arkansas. The U in the house. Nick is a badass, all right? The guy's crazy. He's badass. I think he's voted one of the toughest football players ever. Like, nastiest dude and like all this. He was a load to take down, man. This dude, a load to take down. And as Mo Khan joins us, you know, Nick, he also works with like a lot of wide receivers coming out of college, getting ready for the NFL and NFL draft too, doesn't he?
That's right. Yeah, north and south of the border, and he does a lot of work for the youth to get them ready for their first off.
Yeah, a lot of Utah youth guys.
Get the guys ready for the D1 college scholarship offers out there, and then guys want to go play pro ball. But I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. Nick Lewis knows how to party, my friend. I've gone out a couple times with this man, and we've got some epic stories, let's put it that way.
I'm sure, yeah. I think I party with him too, but I don't remember too much. Same with, what was the guy, David Duval, the kicker from Auburn, too. That guy, man, he can party too. Although I put him under the table, but that's another story. I don't know, he's working, you said youth, but I think he did actually work with the Utah youth. And I don't know, it was Cal, whatever. Like, we'll catch up. But I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl with him. But nevertheless, so one thing, you know, we were saying, I see people talking about the mattress guy that how much did he bet on this game tonight? How much did he have on this game? I know he's on like a $15 million loss run right now. All right, like every side that he takes, he keeps losing. But there's a lot of bets that people don't know about with this dude. Yeah, he's hardcore, man. This guy does bet for real. And I can tell you, like, point blank, when I was in Jersey at the FanDuel Sportsbook, he walked in and he tried to bet. I forget what game it was. But he tried to bet, like, literally $40 million, Mo. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, he came in and he was like, yeah, I want a Mattress Mac. Put $4.5 million on this game, on the Bengals. All right, so, it was up to $9.5 million, actually. That's the thing with this guy. He keeps betting every day, everywhere. So when people are saying, oh, he had $4 or $5 million, I guarantee you, man, this guy had like $12 million on this game today. He's not even telling you about all of his plays. Because I know, he went in there, he wanted to bet $40 million. Now, FanDuel is big time, but nobody's taking $40 million in one book, right? It's just too much liability. So I think, because there's not enough action coming in on the other side, it's just basically too much, like $40 million. Now, they did do it, but basically not in one state. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they took 10 or 12 in Jersey, and they told them, go to Pennsylvania next door, and we'll take another 5 there. Like, they sort of filtered them out. But, like, I'm telling you, this guy is hard freaking core, man. And he also wins. He does great stuff in the community as well. But it is quite the losing streak he's on. And I kind of knew the Bengals were doomed. But it's amazing, Mo, how the Bengals keep losing these heartbreaking Super Bowls like this. Going back to 82, to Ken Anderson, when in the Ken Anderson days, and Chris Collinsworth, et cetera. Collinsworth knows all about it. The John Taylor catch. Oh, John Candy, the famous story with Joe Montana. And here they had the lead with under 2 minutes left in the Super Bowl again. I think all 3 times they've had the lead in under left 2 minutes. And they keep losing. Utter pain. What did you think? Now let's say a couple of guys brought it up in the chat to talk about it, and I agree. What did you think about the first penalty that was called? Seemed to me to be a pretty weak call to call at that time, bro.
Yeah, I felt it was a makeup call. Because if you remember the play prior to that inside the 10, the Ram receiver was impeded and they didn't call it on that. And I just thought that Ron Torborg's crew had some weird penalty calls, and he tried defending, like, you know, why wasn't that Tegan's call for the face mask when he made that big play to open up the second half? There's a lot of weird calls game in this matchup here. I just thought the officiating crew did not do a good job to handle it. Think about this year, Gabe, right? When Aaron Donald body slammed or threw, tossed out Joe Burrow out of the football field like a bouncer from a club, there should have been penalties thrown because Spain punched Donald in the face. You saw arms being thrown out there for fists and whatnot, and no one called the penalty. And they played on, and the Bengals, whatever, did what they had to do in that situation. But I just think in that whole context, if you want to gain control of the football game, you put down a couple of OCs, whatever you might call, at that moment, and it'll shut things up from both sides of the football teams involved. And I think in that case here, I think they overcompensated for the fact they didn't do it then with the whole Donald punch-out situation on the sidelines. And I think in the fourth quarter, where it mattered most, the crucial importance of this matchup, they made some weird football calls. But guess what now? The Rams are the victorious team. The Bengals can't blame it on that drive. They had their chances, Gabe, because let's go back to the second half here, right? They opened up the second half. Big bomb for the score for T. Higgins, right? They pick off Matthew Stafford. They go 8 plays for 11 yards, a field goal. Then they go punt, 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 and then turnover on downs. They couldn't produce the kill shot when they had to after the first 2 drives where they produced 10 points, and they allowed the Rams to stay alive in the football game. And guess what happened? They lost this matchup when they could have killed off the Rams in that second half.
Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, San Diego, kicking it. West Coast style, baby. What a beautiful state. What a beautiful stadium. They should have the Super Bowl there every year, actually. There's a new stadium in San Diego. Put it there as well. The Chargers should be back in San Diego. But nevertheless, a lot of stuff to break down still here. Let me just throw it out here. New York Post now just reported. So, Mattress Mac placed a total of $9.5 million on this game. That's that we know about, too. So, that's what he told us. $9.5 million on 2 separate bets. Bets were placed. I don't understand why he didn't take the damn points. Like, he took the money line. All right? He would have gotten back $16 million. $16.15 million. But, of course, he only had the money line. All right, so like I said, this guy goes hard. And, you know, it all started as that mattress hedge, right? Hey, if the Astros win and blah, blah, blah. And I remember years ago, that was the first time he bet. And he moved the number, Mo. It was the Dodgers and Astros World Series. And there was a big, you know, the gambling world, everybody talks. And there was a massive, like, line move, bro. all right, on the games and on the series is, and people are like, what the hell is going on, man? Right? Almost like this got to be, like, it's not fixed, but, like, what's going on? And it didn't take long. It was a couple hours. People were like, oh, my God, like, the what's going on? So much money's coming in on Houston. What's up? And then it came out, no, it's a mattress, dude. Like, the first time, everything wasn't legal in all the states, so he actually went to Vegas to do it. So he laid he bet like $4.5 million or whatever on like a game and in the series, and it was massive line swings, and it was because of him. And he had the mattress promotion thing going. And, you know, they ended up winning, and he's all happy. But now the dude just likes to bet. Like, there's whatever. That's all the guy does. I mean, right. He's having fun. Like, good for him. He's an old man. He's made his money. He's not hurting anybody. Guy's a great guy, Mo. You remember during, like, the floods and stuff in Houston, Joel Osteen didn't open up his church. Mattress Mack had people sleeping on the couches and mattresses in the store, man. He opened up his store to people to stay, and he bought food for them and stuff. The guy's nothing but class, that guy.
Right. I remember that story. Yes, I do remember that. Yes. And look, he can do whatever he wants with his money, Gabe. That's his business, right? If it means gambling stimulates his mindset and thrill for sports, hey, more power to him. And maybe one day he does win the big jackpot and he goes out on top for what he has earned from his living.
I tell you what, I think he's due. And even I even took not a pot shot, but I tweeted out, old boys on the Bengals, right? Because he is on a losing streak right now. He keeps betting on the underdogs all the time, right? Or the team that he likes. Right. So it's catching up to him, man. He keeps taking the dogs. He's looking for the big payday. But come on, Mac, just, you know what I mean? If you would have taken the point spread, you would have won your money. You would have won it back. So what's the next thing this guy's going to bet on? What, he's going to put like $10 million on Villanova to win the title or something?
That's the next big thing, right? The March Madness next month and then the Masters. 2 months, right? Those
sporting
events coming up.
I don't know if he'll pick the Masters. So, do you think Aaron Donald will retire now? I think he probably will. Sort of seems like, you know, he sort of seems like he's there. It was leaking before the game that if they win, he's going to be, that's it. And sort of, you know, he said, man, this is it. He's done everything there is to do in his life in the sport of football. Except get that ring. He just got that ring. And the only one who get that ring, bro, he kicked the door in like a SWAT team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know when you see the SWAT team, like, raiding a house with that thing, the battering ram, the door? Let's call it out for what it is, bro. Aaron Donald and that D-line, he's the one that, like, saved their ass, bro. As soon as OBJ went out, they couldn't even get a first down. Aaron Donald and that D-line. And our boy Jalen Ramsey, man, he was getting lit up like Snoop Dogg is lit. Like, that halftime show was lit. Man, talk to me about Aaron Donald. Man, was he good in the biggest game of his life, man. That's what a Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer.
There won't be any case to prove. You just say Aaron Donald, and that's it, and he'll go Canton no matter what. Like, he was the chief destroyer of that Bengals offensive line tonight. What he did to penetrate through, to burst through, to have that killer instinct to go to Joe Burrow and get off his mark in that second half. Again, we go back to that point I made right before. When he threw Burrow outside of the football lines into the sidelines and got punched in the face, that woke him up because two plays later, he got a sack. Next drive on the final drive, he got himself a second sack. That was all. Don't think you're right, Dave. This is it for him. What a way to go out.
Exactly.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
You're going on top. You can tell he loves his kids. He's got a couple beautiful daughters. I have 2-3 kids. Go out on top. Mola Mokona on the other side. OBJ gets a ring.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Let's roll. We let them off the hook. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Sunday, Bloody Sunday, Super Bowl 56 style. Nick Lewis will step up and in a little bit later on. We got Babano. We got Mo Khan kicking it right now, talking about Aaron Donald and whether he'll retire or not. There were reports before the game that he was telling people on the team that he's going to be done. Like that if they win, he's probably going to retire after. He's only 30 years old, right? But I've always said, Mo, it's the one thing, man. You don't have to stay, right, until you're broken down, bro. You know what I'm saying? So like a casino, man. Like, you're allowed to leave. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? You're allowed to leave, and what more can he accomplish? Are they going to win next year? They could. Listen, I can't speak for him. If it was me, if I was him, in my opinion, I would play some more. I would play, but I wouldn't, like, hang on forever. I was sort of like, we got to run it back. I owe it to my teammates to run it back. You know what I mean? I owe it. But he doesn't owe them. I get it. He just won it for them. So he doesn't owe anybody anything. He doesn't owe the Rams anything. He doesn't owe anybody anything. He's got to think about himself and his family. But he's only 30. He's not that. He's not injured. He's not beaten down yet. I think, you know, run it back and tell the Rams, listen, I'm on a year-to-year thing here, okay? Like, I'm going to sign a one. I'll come back for a year, but, you know, don't like, count on me forever here type of deal. I totally respect his opinion no matter what he does, but I'll tell you a story, Mo, and you saw I was on Media Row all week. You know what was real cool? I met Barry Sanders. How cool is that?
Right.
But
yeah.
I was on Media Row all week, and I spoke to a player, Dave Anderson, former Bronco and Texan, Colorado State all-time leading wide receiver. Great player. Colorado State Ram Hall of Famer. So he's going to come on tonight, but he's at the game. He's a high roller or whatever. So, you know, he's at the parties and stuff. So he's at the – I think he might come on tomorrow. He's at the game. But he was on Media Row with us the other night, and he told me, went to a commercial break, and during the break he said, man, it's been a long day. He goes, man – he goes, I never should have went golfing with all those Hall of Famers today and stuff. and I said, why? What happened? He goes, well, we started playing, man. And he goes, every one of these guys bends over. They can't walk. They're all hurt. He goes, man, they're bending over to get their ball. He goes, man, this is going to be a long round of golf, right? He said how it took forever playing with all these old NFL guys because none of them could walk. So that's where I'm going with Aaron Donald. He does love his children. He's played, 8 years now in the NFL? Already a first ballot Hall of Famer, Mo. won a title. This is it. I don't know. What do you think he's going to do?
I really think, Gabe, that at his age, right, we saw Patrick Willis retire at the apex of his career when he could have gone two or three more years, but he realized the wear and tear of the position that he played as a linebacker was too much. Look at Aaron Donald, Gabe. He is going up against 600 pounds of beef of either a center-guard combination blocking him or someone coming at him like a torpedo. It is a human car crash every single play for a guy of his size, of his ilk. He is committed to this game, Gabe. You've seen his Instagram videos of how he trains every offseason in preparation for what would be a taxing season. And now moving towards this offseason, you're right, though. At his age, he can retire at the age of 30 years old. Three young, gorgeous kids, a loving family that he has. He's based in L.A. and Pittsburgh. He can go into coaching. He can go into broadcast. That's how charismatic he is as a person, as a human being. You're right, Gabe. In 20 years from now, does he want to wake up where he can't get out of his bed because his knees are shot or his back is completely done here? And look, if he does come back, the Rams are going to actually clear off $40 million of dead cap space from Jared Goff, from Todd Gurley and others who were...
Oh, they're going to be paying, Mo. Like a Vegas party, they're going to be paying for this win for a while. The bill isn't due yet. It's going to come in for the next 4 years.
Right. But they'll have that window, though, where they can clear off $40 million to bring it back. Like you talk about bringing it back, right? They can bring back Von Miller. They can bring back OBJ and bring in new parts here. So if Aaron Donald sees it where, look, I can get some respite where I can bring in some backups here that can take maybe 10 more plays off my game day average that I would have in the regular season, then, yeah, I will come back. But let's not forget, Gabe, right? The NFL's at 17 games. They probably will go to 18 games in the next 2 or 3 years from now.
Great call.
17 games, Gabe. Think about that, right? That's an extra 60, 70 plays on your body that is wear and tear. So I think for Aaron Donald now, he's going to enjoy the moment. It would have surprised me. I think it would, but I would not be disappointed because he, you're right, he has done everything possible as a player for individual success and as a team success as well. What is there left for him to do at this point? He can run off into the sunset and move on to the next phase of his life.
$21.5 million dead cap as far as Donald is concerned. And I tell you, Mo, if he retires, he really loves his family because he's walking away from $21.5 million. And that's what I'm saying, Mo. I'm looking at his contract here. So he's got 21 coming, and then it goes to 9 and then 4.5. You got to take the 21 on the way out, bro. You got to take the 21 on the way out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, take the 21 on the way out. But great call by you, and I'll tell you what. Sean Payton brought that up, Mo. Sean Payton brought it up. The longer season, and he's a coach. He said, man, he said, it's a grind, this stuff. I'm kind of, you know, I was already burnt. He admitted, he goes, I was already kind of burnt out as it is. And now they got 17 games, and he said they're adding 18, right? He even said they're adding 18. Payton said it, and he goes, it's too much. Like, you know, like people don't realize that, man, the mental toll it takes on these coaches. They don't see their kids. They don't see their wives. They're all divorced, Mo. Like, it's not easy, bro. You know what I mean?
It's not easy at all. You've read stories about these players and coaches, what they have to go through. Like, these coaches get to the facility 3-4 o'clock in the morning and don't leave till
18-hour days, 20-hour days.
18-hour days, exactly, right? There is no life. People, like, you know, Sean McVay, we take that as the example right now, Gabe, right? He's 36 years old. There's been this whispers growing that perhaps he might retire and go with Amazon or maybe to ESPN and become a TV analyst like John Madden did when he was the Raider coach and then retired to move on to TV. The thing is, right, a lot of these coaches now, a lot of these players now are more cognizant of the fact that, look, I can retire with my health intact and go into my post-football career and be successful at it, whereas maybe 20 years ago, Gabe, when we looked at players that go 14, 15 years, that was considered to be a proper NFL career. Now it's about 6, 7, 8, 9 years that you retire. You can say, you know what? Yeah, that's a proper NFL career, and I can move on to the next phase of my life. Terrell Davis got to the Hall of Fame. Tony Baselli gets to the Hall of Fame. Both those guys had injuries that cut short their careers. But guess what, though? They played 6 to 8 years of dominance, and now they're in Canton. So I think for Aaron Donald, he can say to himself, I'll be in Canton in 5 years from now, and I can move on with my life.
Mo Concate with us. I tell you what, so we're talking about Aaron Donald, 30 years old, Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer. And, like, yeah, so he can make $21.5 million if he plays one more year. And I would. It's 21. Like I said, try to repeat. And if you don't, just retire after. But I get going out on top as well. And another thing is, Mo, he's made $97 million, bro, in his career. Like, so, like, Yeah, before endorsements, and not to mention, like, he's a Hall of Famer. He's going to cash in, bro. Like, his autograph, like, for the rest of his life, bro. Conventions, you know what I mean? Like, he's set. He's set. So, at some point, and I get it, $21 million is a lot, but what's the difference between 97 and 117 or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, at that point, you're rich, Mo. So what? Do I need what? It's another house? I don't need another house. You know what I mean? I don't know if you watch The Simpsons, Mo, but it was like the old guy that wrote Itchy and Scratchy, and he was homeless and stuff, and after... They said, Chester, you can make more money if we sell the rights to this stuff. He goes, I don't need any more money. I got a gold house, solid gold, everything. Like, he goes, right. I got all I need, right? Like, like seriously. Like, if you already got $97 million, think about it, Mo. I don't care who you are. Like, oh, that's $21 million. Like, Mo, if you write $97 million, I'm not going to do something I don't want to do for another 21. I'd be like, whatever, bro. I already have 97 million. I don't need your 21 million. You know what I mean? I can make it if I wanted it in investments. I'm not like dead. I can still work. I can get 5 million a year from a TV network. Like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, I can understand being in that position. If you already have 100 mil plus, who cares about another 21 million?
You know, and let's not forget, Gabe, right? You mentioned before, there's no guarantee that they'll get back to this point again next year. The NFL is so hard to like the Tampa Buccaneers. We talked about them, how they brought back everybody from the team from last year's squad, and they got bounced down the second round by the Rams. If the Rams are to bring back everybody, there's no guarantee they'll be back here because A, injuries could be a factor. B, guys could say, you know what, I might give myself a bigger payday elsewhere. And it's just so hard to have that come through again. And look, if Aaron Rodgers stays on the NFC side of the bracket, that's a tough road to go overcome because of what he's looking for now at his point in his career. So I think for Aaron Donald, he'll probably survey what is available for him. And for the Rams right now, they got to figure out, first and foremost, Andrew Whitworth. Will he retire?
Because that's he's another one. He's gonna retire for sure, bro. He's 40 years old. He's retiring for sure. I guarantee you he retires.
For sure. And they got to address the left tackle issue, right?
If I was Stafford, I would retire, too. I would walk, too. Hey, if I was Ramsey, I'd retire after I got lit up like that today, bro. Ramsey's the lucky one, man.
And look, here's the thing, right? They couldn't run the football tonight. That O-line has to be addressed in the offseason because they cannot go into the next year with the same cast of characters because they got bullied in that football game against the Bengals front four. And again, there's so many moving parts for this Rams team, so that's why it's going to be a huge off year for Les Snead and for Sean McVay to decide what do we do at our key positions here to make sure that we can reload and come back to this point again next year when this game is played in Arizona at this time.
Mo Khan throwing it down with us on the Late Night Anger Management class. So next up for NFL football fans, NFL draft, quick check right now, Aiden Hutchinson plus 150 to be the top pick. Evan Neal plus 250. Evan Neal would make more sense for the Jags, to be honest. Kayvon Thibodeau checks in at plus 500 right now. But Mo, didn't take long. FanDuel has numbers up for next year. Kansas City Chiefs are the favorites. I don't think they should be. I think the Chiefs are going to be in trouble moving forward. Buffalo Bills are the co-favorites. They're both set plus 700. The Rams are 12-1 right now. Cowboys will never win. They're 12-1. Packers will choke. Aaron Rodgers will leave, and it doesn't matter if he stays. They're chokers anyways. San Francisco, always dangerous, but now they're in Trey Lance's hands at 15-1. Cincinnati Bengals, 20-1. I don't really like anybody here. Baltimore's 21-1. Denver's 22-1. Chargers 24-1. Tennessee Titans 24-1. Cards 24-1. And the Cards are falling apart with Murray right now. I'm not saying this because I'm a Bills fan, because I got to tell you, I didn't think the Bills were winning the Super Bowl this year. Everyone, I'm sorry about your Bills. I said, do you ever hear me tell you they were winning the Super Bowl? I never said they were going to win the Super Bowl this year. I thought they were going to get there. I honestly thought the Bills would make it to the Super Bowl and lose. Right? That's what I thought all along. And I'm almost glad they didn't make it to the Super Bowl and lose, because now we still can get there. You know what I mean? We would have lost. I'm telling you. We weren't ready. We couldn't win without Trey White, Mo. You know, the Bills could. I say we. But the Bills couldn't win without Trey White. It wasn't going to happen. It didn't happen. Next year is the year. Now they're really pissed. The chip is there. Next year is the all-in. If I'm the Bills, I do what the Rams did. If I'm the Bills, I do whatever I can do. I get everybody. It's all in next year. We've got 30 seconds, Mo, so I want you to think about it during the break, and we'll get you out of here on the other side. Yeah. Just 2 minutes. Kansas City, Buffalo, Rams, etc. Who are you thinking about? Are you thinking outside the box, a longer shot here? Word is on the street reports, Florio and Pro Football Talk reporting that Carson Wentz is out in Indy already. Man, there's going to be a lot of quarterback moves. Late night anger management class. The season is done, but we're just getting started.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mo Khan with us just for a couple more moments. Always great catching up with Mo. Great insight, Mo. We appreciate you. We got Nick Lewis, Babano joining us. We got a great week of guests. I think little Garrett Blunt should join us later. He's one cool thing about Media Row. We made a lot of great contacts, and I don't want to have it where we just have these guys. I don't want to have it where we just have these guys on the show on Media Row, etc., right? Like, D'Angelo Williams has to come back, man. That guy was just too funny, man. Like I said, D'Angelo was probably the best guest. The Venezuelan Vixen was great, too, UFC. And props to our boy Matias. Great job, Matias. Matias is the one, big UFC fan, so he's like, man, Venezuela. And I was like, get her. And not everyone did. And great job. And it was crazy stuff. We'll get to it later. But UFC actually retweeted, put us in the picture. Their official picture on their UFC Twitter feed. Super cool. So, Mo, crazy stuff. I like Buffalo next year, 7-1. But here's I'm thinking outside the box, and I want an outside shot team here from you. Who you think, the sleeper?
LA Chargers.
You're going to say the Chargers? All right, Chargers, 24-1. I'm going to say Seattle Seahawks. I say that Wilson has one run left in him. And if they just got a good play caller, they could actually win games. But you say the Chargers. Talk to me. You think the Chargers. Imagine that. Rams 1 year, Chargers next year. Talk to me. You like the Chargers.
Chargers were a field goal away, perhaps. Maybe a touchdown away from going to the playoffs this past year. Their team, how they're built on a rookie contract with Justin Herbert. If they got better at the O-line position here, if they can get some more playmakers on the defense, I think that can really help offset what Joey Bosa had to go through this past season. They have things ready to go here, Gabe, and I think they're a team to watch out for in the offseason and how they can build it back up and maybe jump over the Chiefs for the top crown in the AFC West.
Denver will be interesting to see what they do with the quarterback position. Checking in at 22-1 right now. Mo Khan, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you very much, Gabe. And honored to be with you all for the football team, my friend.
Mo Khan, the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. We ain't done. We ain't done, son. Two levels left. Bring it.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Sherwin-Williams summer sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.